Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning, I have Elise Kitka and Annie Matei from the Sitka Counseling and Prevention, here to talk about a lot of upcoming events happening in town this week. Both of you, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having us.
So to start off with, we have the second Saturday screening happening this Saturday, and it's the last of this season of films. So, Elise, what's the showing that's taking place this weekend?
Yeah, we're really excited about the film for this weekend. It's going to be Whale Rider. So Whale Rider was based on a novel that was written in the 80s, placed in New Zealand with a Maori tribe. I apologize if I'm not pronouncing the tribe correctly. But yeah, this young girl is essentially really enthused about becoming a leader in her village. Mm-hmm. She was born of twins, and her brother, who was supposed to have the birthright to become a chief and a tribal leader, actually died during childbirth. And so she really had this dream that she was going to become the chief, mm-hmm. even though she was a girl. And it's kind of just depicting all the, you know, cultural factors and traditional factors that can be against a woman, even from a young age, when she is trying to come into a position of power or a position of leadership. So looking at that from another cultural mm-hmm. perspective.
Awesome. And it's kind of on theme with Women's Month.
Yeah, Women's Heritage Month. Yes.
I lost the word heritage. Yeah. So like, Women's Month does not seem right. Women's Heritage Month. Yeah, to have that on that theme as well.
Yeah, awesome. Absolutely.
So this is happening, the second Saturday screenings, obviously on Saturday, yes. happening at the Coliseum Theater. It's 10:30 a.m. and it's free for anyone and everyone?
Yeah, absolutely. It is family friendly, so it's rated PG-13. So anyone is welcome to attend. If you're looking for something to do with your kids or on your own, as a Saturday morning activity, you want to get out of the cold for a little bit, mm-hmm. Come and enjoy a unique film with us and celebrate the last of our screenings. For this season.
Yeah,
we're planning on coming back next year.
Because this has been a focus for just something for winter activities to have happen. So what is it ideally, like September, October, that kind of fall season when you're hoping to start up again?
Annie could probably speak better to when it started last year. I wasn't here for the startup, but was it October?
Yeah, it's October Perfect. To March, so it's for the dark winter months.
Excellent. Yeah, and we're finally getting daylight back, so mm-hmm. makes sense. Start things winding down on the winter side.
And definitely just with that, I really wanted to recognize and say thank you to our partners who have contributed to those screening events. And so the Sitka Tribe of Alaska and the Youth Advocates of Sitka were both contributors to that to make it happen. So thank you so much for partnering with us to help us offer this to the community through the winter.
Wonderful. And there's more community events that are happening through Sitka Counseling and Prevention. The book club is now on its second round of books. It was Braiding Sweetgrass, I believe. And what's this new round of book talk?
Yeah, so we're reading a book called The Map of Salt and Stars, and it's a book about a 12-year-old girl having to flee Syria amid the Syrian refugee crisis. And it's a fiction book. It's a really good book because it's obviously a very serious, very heavy issue, but mm-hmm. it's all through the lens of a very young girl. So you get a very interesting perspective on it. And yeah, it's been great to read it so far. We have our actual first meeting discussing it tonight.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. So for folks who maybe want to jump in on the book club, is it kind of too late for this iteration, or there's still some room available?
Absolutely, they can come. It's tonight at 7 p.m., 7 to 8:30 at 11111 Metlakala Street, which is by Totem Park. It kind of is confusing when you're driving there, but we have a sign. but... Yeah, anyone can join. We have one more book available that we can provide, but we would also assist mm-hmm. if they want to try to find a book elsewhere.
Awesome. So how often does the book club meet? What's kind of the what sort of reading requirements are happening between meetings?
Yeah, so it's every other week, so okay. every other Wednesday. But honestly, we don't mind if you don't finish up the whatever reading we assign. We've been typically doing about 100 to like 150 pages in 2 weeks.
Okay.
But if anyone does not get that far, it is totally fine to come join and listen or join and talk about what you read too. It's very relaxed. Like, we don't want it to feel like there's too harsh of deadlines.
Right. It's, yeah, it's supposed to be an enjoyable experience. So right. Don't have deadlines to worry about. Awesome. So this is your first meeting that is tonight. You said this. It's every other Wednesday at 7 p.m. at 111 Metlock Atlas Street. Have you been seeing new faces for this second round of book club discussions?
Yeah, we have. It's been great to see a lot of people in the community come out. It's definitely, I think, appealing to a different audience because it is a fiction book and it is a topic that I think a lot of people in Sitka might not be the most familiar with, right, because I think it's pretty detached from what's going on here. So it's been great to see a lot of people be really interested in this subject and talk about it.
Awesome. So that is happening. One more book is immediately available if someone wants to jump in, but there's definitely ways to get hands on more copies if folks want to join in for this reading and discussion.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. And for the next book, before we went on air, Elise was speaking of, you kind of have some plans lined up for future books to be read. Did you want to give a preview if folks maybe want to put it on their calendars?
Yeah, we're going to be reading Blonde Indian by Ernestine Hayes next. I know a lot of people in Sitka might be familiar with that author. So, yeah, we're very excited to start reading that one. That should start, I think, sometime in April.
Okay, awesome. So we'll just stay tuned to see when that will be starting up. And goodness, you guys have a lot of events that are happening in town. Tomorrow as well is the Hope Coalition meeting that takes place the second Thursday of every month at St. Peter's. What is the Hope Coalition? What is it? What's its focus?
Yeah, the Hope Coalition. So HOPE stands for Healing Our People and Environment. And it really is an open community meeting. We are especially moving into this kind of new year, new season. We're really looking to open up to any member of the community who would like to have a voice in a conversation about teen substance misuse prevention. We've seen, you know, some representation from the Sitka Police Department, public health, other kind of mental health professionals, social workers. And we would really love to open it up to welcome any member of the community, whether you're part of the school district and you're a teacher or a coach, and you have an invested interest in kids and their wellness, or you're a young person and you want to come and talk about these issues that are affecting you and your peers or your community, it really is welcome to all. And it takes place at the St. Peter's Church, as you mentioned, every second Thursday of the month. Tomorrow, 3:30 p.m., it'll be at St. Peter's in the C building, which is actually that building that's kind of
right behind,
tucked in behind that red brick.
So it sounds like you've got a lot of representation from like the professionals of this, these related fields. But yeah, the more people you have of like kind of like in situ of actually in the reality of these different situations with teens, give that on the ground perspective would be
definitely
helpful for that.
Yeah, there's no expertise required. I mean, if you have an interest in substance use prevention, maybe you're coming from a background of lived experiences, which would be really, really valuable to come and have a voice in that conversation and just talk about how we can come together as a community. How can we really support one another in a common goal of just creating healthier environments for youth and families and everyone who lives here.
So for these meetings that happen, as you said, once a month, Is there any sort of commitment required if you show up? You're like, all right, then I'm showing up for every month after that? Or
absolutely not. No, okay. Feel free to drop in just for one session. I mean, you don't even have to say anything. You can sit and kind of take it in and just be, you know, be present for the conversation, just to see kind of what people are saying about these issues. And, you know, or if it's something that you really want to become more actively involved in, you know, we always welcome any level of participation. And so feel free to drop in for one. If you like it, you enjoy it, and you want to come back, you're more than welcome to return and be a part of our coalition and become a member, which doesn't have any fees or anything associated with it at this time. So
awesome. And speaking of wanting to take a stronger helping role in our community, there is an open position at Sitka Counseling. It's the Community and Cultural Engagement Coordinator, if I remember correctly.
Awesome. It's kind of a mouthful to say, but yes.
So this is a full-time position that's open?
Yes. This is a full-time salary position with Sitka Counseling, with the prevention department. And so, we're seeking one more member on our team, and come be part of the core team and help us plan some really awesome summer events and community outreach. And if you're someone who loves to engage and connect with community, that's the main requirement. So okay. Please feel free to send us an email and a resume, or just an email inquiring to prevention@scpsak.org.
Excellent. Well, Elise Kitka, Annie Matei, thank you so much for coming in this morning for the second Saturday screening happening this Saturday, 10:30 a.m. with Whale Rider, the book club Map of Salt and Stars, which is meeting tonight at 7 p.m., and the Hope Coalition meeting tomorrow at 3:30 at St. Peter's. Thank you so much for all you do for our community.
Thank you so much for having us.